This is not enough saving to tackle such a crisis. Surely, as a treasurer, you can think of other ways to finance this.
The only way we have ever done it is by increasing taxes and levies.
No, that solution puts more pressure on the needy. What if one cannot pay higher taxes? I think we can come up with better ways to finance this.
Greetings, Excellency Yuzasif.
God's greetings to you. What are you doing here?
God's greetings to you both.
God's greetings, Inner Host.
Excellency, Harimhab met Ankh-Mahu in the temple yesterday. I don't know what was said.
I'm not worried about Harimhab. He may be seeking power, but he will not betray Amenhotep. I don't think he will sell himself easily.
Today, Ankh-Mahu went to see Lady T and asked her to move against you.
Did you see this?
No. Lady T's maid told me. An hour ago, Lady T visited Amenhotep.
Obviously, to do what Ankh-Mahu has asked.
Anything's possible, but don't worry too much about these things.
Do you remember the story of Apophis and me? It was the temple's plot.
I know that the priests in Amon's temple will do anything to get what they want. But I have my omnipotent God and submit myself to his will. Although, I think they are justified. The priests in Amon Temple feel their existence is in danger. They must try to survive. But I have no doubt that my God and I will win this battle.
His Highness Amenhotep, Pharaoh of Egypt, has summoned the sagacious Yuzasif.
Thank you. I'll come right away. Although I am sure Lady T is trying to have me removed, there is nothing to worry about.
I saw Neneferkhepta today, and he is still spiteful.
Did he say anything about Excellency Yuzasif?
Yes. He said that he is waiting to take revenge.
I know that Neneferkhepta is dangerous, but there is no need to worry.
Excellency Yuzasif requests permission to enter.
Greetings to the Pharaoh and the Lady.
Greetings to the wise Yuzasif.
Welcome, Yuzasif. You are so busy working that you have forgotten us.
I am just doing my duty. I came because the guard said you had summoned me.
I'm wishing to be informed of what has been done over the past few days.
Nothing has been done yet, Your Highness. I do not wish to act until we have all the information. For example, we must know the population of Egypt, the number of men, women, and children, how many live in the cities. We also need to know how many farmers there are. We need to know how much agricultural land we have and where it is located. Then we can make calculated decisions.
The land is situated only near the Nile. It's not hard to identify it.
I think any land with water is possible to cultivate. In the 7 years of prosperity, the Nile will have more water, and by God's will, it will rain all over Egypt.
Your one God is capable of doing everything. Rainfall in Egypt for 7 years.
So you can have farms all over Egypt.
We must tell all the farmers to sow as much as they can, and the Egyptian government will buy their surplus wheat at a reasonable price.
Where will we find the capital to buy so much wheat?
First, through tax exemption. Second, purchase wheat at the price of land. The farmers will be given land in direct measures to the amount of wheat they have given the government.
All throughout history, these lands have been the government's support and a guarantee for the power of the Egyptian rulers. How can we just give it away? Our government will become vulnerable with no land.
In return, you will possess all the land and wealth of Amon Temple.
In 3,000 years, Amon's priests have not relinquished any land. Why will you succeed?
We do not take anything by force. They will give it willingly.
You still have not answered my question. How do we remain strong whilst giving away our land?
It is easy. We give no wheat for free, not to the priests nor the wealthy. They must give in return either coins, assets, or properties. Then, what we have given to the needy farmers, we will receive back.
But if the wealthy and the priests store their own wheat, they will not need to buy it from us.
I assure you, nobody will be able to store wheat except for the government of Egypt.
Is there no other way to provide the required capital?
There is. Yes. And if you allow, I would like to talk to the people as soon as possible.
Are you expecting the people to cooperate just because you asked?
I am hoping they will help, yes. By the way, I heard that they found the body of the High Dream Interpreter in the Nile.
He has drowned?
No. I believe that they drowned him.
Are you saying the priests did it?
Your Highness, I think he was punished by the temple priests because he confirmed Yusasif's dream interpretation.
Well, I don't believe the priests killed him personally. Ankh-Mahu has paid someone else to do it.
This time they have taken things too far. Something must be done.
Egypt's people have become a plaything for a foreign heathen.
By interpreting the dream of the Pharaoh, he has seized power and keeps us in the dark.
Greetings to Yusasif!
In the name of God and the Egyptian people, in the name of God who has created Egypt and its people, I thank you for accepting my invitation to attend this large gathering. Now, I have invited you to ask you for your assistance. We must find a solution for the 7 years of famine. If you do not help, we will certainly not be able to overcome this famine. I have decided to give you the facts, so then, as an informed people, you can make a decision. There is no doubt that we must store wheat. People of Egypt, if I were to ask you to give to the government your surplus wheat free of charge, would you agree?
Of course we wouldn't!
Why should we give to the government what we have?
I wouldn't give anybody even a handful.
If you gave free wheat to the people, you'd become poor, not wealthy.
Then obviously the government must buy your wheat in dinar or debit, which it lacks.
or by giving you land. So, the government will buy a part of the required wheat by giving land in return. But with what money can we buy silos to store the wheat? How can we pay the salaries of the workers and agents? How is the government going to be able to buy wheat from the farmers who work on their own land?
Long live Yugoslav!
Long live
Yugoslav!
You have a question.
Why doesn't the government have enough money in savings?
Because the government of Egypt never imagined there would be a famine and that it would need huge capital in order to confront it. There is no doubt that in order to confront this, we need the help of the Egyptian people. Are you willing to save yourselves from famine and death by helping each other?
Of course we are. We must try to save ourselves.
We want to help, but we don't know how.
I will tell you how. First, we will start with tax exemption. The wealthy and the aristocrats of Egypt must pay a percentage of their revenue to the government in tax. We will exempt them from paying a part of that tax. And whoever pays his tax 1 year in advance, we will later exempt him from paying tax for 2 years. Whoever pays the tax for 7 years now will be exempt from paying tax for 14 years.
That's great! I will definitely pay my tax in advance.
It benefits us to be tax exempt for 7 years.
And it helps the government solve its problems.
Another solution is that, like the time of the previous pharaohs, we can invade neighboring countries and plunder their wealth, and thus coming up with the capital required to buy wheat. Of course, a country's people must fight in such wars.
You want us to get ourselves killed in war before the famine kills us?
All right, then. All right. I, too, disagree with war. If you want to avoid war, you must provide the money for buying wheat yourselves. Every person must allocate 1/5 of his revenue to be spent on buying wheat.
If it costs a little money to avoid war, then we accept wholeheartedly.
We're tired of wars that repeatedly massacre the people and fill the government's treasury.
Long live Yusufzai!
Long live Yusufzai!
Long live Yusufzai!
Long
live Yusufzai! Long live Yusufzai!
Long
live Yusufzai!
God bless you, Your Excellency!
Yusufzai. By giving the Pharaoh's lands to the farmers, he has paved the way for the final victory of the temple. Most important is that we remember to store our own wheat. Buy as much wheat as you can, in addition to the temple's wheat. You will soon see, he who has the most wheat stored will be the ruler of Egypt.
Does His Eminence believe Yusasif's prediction about the shortage of wheat?
Yes, for two reasons. Firstly, I can't think of a better interpretation of the Pharaoh's dream than Yusasif's. And second, a wise man is always, always cautious.
As of tomorrow, we will tell our men to buy as much wheat as possible.
It must be done with utmost secrecy. If the temple's silos are not full of wheat, how can we maintain the temple's independence in the future and confront Yusasif? A temple that cannot provide its own bread certainly will be the temple defeated by Yusasif. You stay. I need someone who is able to do something very dangerous. Find him and bring him to me.
Yes, Your Eminence.
A terrible wife. I didn't value your kindness. But you have always been magnanimous. I ask for your forgiveness. At our end.
Both of us wronged Yusasif. I wish Yusasif was here, so that we could ask his forgiveness. What would happen if we worshipped Yusasif's god instead? Yusasif, if you see Yusasif,
Radaman, commander of guards in Excellency Potiphar's palace, requests permission to enter.
May my lord, Pharaoh Amenhotep, live long. The commander of the army, governor of Egypt, Excellency Potiphar, has passed away and started his journey to the west.
Potiphar was a great man. He served Egypt and its pharaoh well. Egypt owes its glory and strength to his devotion. Deliver my commiserations to his family and the palace residents. We will attend the ceremony to carry him to the west.
According to the old traditions, you must appoint his successor at the funeral.
I will announce my decision at his funeral.
Commander Haramab is the best candidate to succeed Potiphar.
Fear not, Mother. I have a position for him in mind.
Any position less than governor of Egypt is beneath his dignity.
Have ready my litter at once. We are going to the funeral.
Ten pouches. $1,000, that is no small amount of money.
It's good money, but not for you, Zarsif. I want 10 times more, or you can find someone else to do it.
Your Eminence, I have good news for Eminence Ankh-Mahu.
Potiphar is dead.
An hour ago. And his funeral will be in 1 hour.
We'll wait for the time being. I was against killing anyway. Now there is a better solution. Killing will be the last resort. Amenhotep must choose. He must choose Potiphar's successor at the funeral. And if it is someone other than Yusasif, he will have in fact demoted Yusasif. And if he does appoint Yusasif governor, then we can decide whether or not to take action.
Yusasif must be killed.
Not unless we are left with no other choice.
Do you know what is happening outside? Excellency Potiphar passed away and started his journey to the west.
Potiphar is dead?
The city's dignitaries will attend his funeral today.
May God bless Potiphar's soul and forgive his sins. He was a good man. I am indebted to him. He did many things for me.
is a brave, competent commander.
He was Potiphar's right hand in many wars. He is a stranger to defeat. His valor and courage has changed courses of wars.
Amenhotep must appoint him Potiphar's successor.
Ahriman is the best choice for Potiphar's successor.
I doubt the Pharaoh will choose him. Amenhotep clearly prefers Excellency Yusasif.
Potiphar was a great man, a competent commander, a wise advisor. I appreciate his 40 years of service as the governor of Egypt, chief of the army, and the head of treasury. He was successful. His invaluable service to my father, Amenhotep III, and Egypt will always be remembered. I wish him eternal peace and everlasting life in the other world. I regret that I could not benefit from the wisdom of such a great man in the last months of his life.
By the will of the gods, today is the day of Yusasif's defeat.
As soon as Ahriman is chosen, we will oust Yusasif.
As per the old traditions, I must appoint Potiphar's successor on the day of his funeral. For this position, I know of no one more deserving than Yusasif, the old companion of Potiphar, and the trustee of the Egyptian people. Today, I appoint Yusasif Potiphar's successor and the governor of Egypt. As Ahriman is a courageous and competent commander, I appoint him chief commander of the army.
I hope they can manage the affairs of Egypt and bring about ever-increasing glory to the ancient land of Egypt.
Sir Sifu is a foreigner. And Haramham was born in Egypt.
So, Commander Haramham, he must obey Yuzar Sif's orders?
That is not a wise decision.
They have come here for their own benefit. They have nothing to do with Excellency Potiphar's funeral. Allow us to move.
Then we will let these leeches wriggle. Let's move.
We move.
Excellency Haramov.
That wasn't fair. You should have succeeded Potiphar.
You might be right. Or maybe the Pharaoh is. After all, I am a soldier. I know nothing of agriculture or being a treasurer. So I must admit that Pharaoh Amenhotep has chosen the right position for me.
So you'll be both the chief commander of the army and of the palace guard?
Yes.
Well, he truly deserves it.
Potiphar was a great man. May God bless him.
But you suffered because of him. You spent long years in prison.
I still respect him and bear no grudge against him. I wish I could invite him to the religion of my great-grandfather, Prophet Abraham. May God forgive him and bless him with his mercy.
Move!
Mourning and weeping are useless. You did not think of Potiphar when you should have. You did not love him when you should have. Nobody can escape death. Although I am in mourning for his demise, what saddens me more is that I hurt him. By giving in to my own whim, I hurt Potiphar very much. I hold Yuzarsif responsible for everything. How I tried to warn you. I told you he would destroy your family, but you didn't listen. No, it wasn't Yuzarsif's fault. It was I who conspired against him. I am the sinner. I wronged both Potiphar and Yuzarsif. Yuzarsif is a foreigner. He mustn't control our affairs.
He was brought up in this country. He cares more than us about our affairs. And he is more capable than us all to manage the
affairs. Why did you not appoint Haramab in the place of Potiphar? My lady, Haramab is a military man. He is not able to manage the agriculture and treasury of Egypt. The Pharaoh has chosen for him the most suitable position. You have all become heathens. You, your husband, and Yuzarsif. You no longer believe in the Egyptian gods or Amon. And you have colluded against the temple and its priests.
Excellency Yuzarsif, governor of Egypt, enters. Kind-hearted Pharaoh.
Greetings to Yuzarsif, governor of Egypt.
I am thankful that the Pharaoh considered me capable of succeeding Potiphar.
When God has chosen you for the heavy responsibility of prophethood, how could I choose someone else to manage the affairs of Egypt? You deserve much more than that. You are prudent, capable, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. Who could be more capable and deserving to manage the affairs in Egypt and to see us through the crisis we are facing?
I thank the Pharaoh for his kindness, and I hope that I will deserve such trust.
How many gunnies of wheat do you have?
I think I have 100.
Can you find us more?
As much as you want. It's easy to find wheat when there's money.
The price?
It's gone up a little in the past days. Many of the rich people in town are storing wheat like you. 50 devons a gunny.
We'll pay 5 devon more for each gunny. Find as much as you can, and deliver them to the temple silos. Then collect your money.
This is the down payment. You'll get the rest on delivery.
Today we witness the purchase of wheat on a large scale. The priests are storing and and the wealthy are seeking profit.
What is Harimhav doing? Why does he not prevent these opportunists?
They have correctly assumed that there will be a war over wheat in future. I am not against them storing it, because by doing this, the wealthy and the priests pave the way for their own defeat. If we store wheat correctly, then we will surely defeat them.
Governor, I must confess I do not quite understand. How does the storing of wheat cause defeat for the priests, but assures us a victory?
It is the method of storage. The way that they will store it, the wheat will only last 2 years, and the pests will destroy it. But we can keep the wheat intact for 7 years by our own method.
Yuzar Seef talks in a way that it increases our astonishment and bewilderment every day.
I have not told anyone the secret to storing wheat. I learned the secret from my god. If His Highness must know, of course I will tell. But if he trusts me, this secret is better kept with me.
I do trust you. No need to say it if you do not wish. My wish is to defeat the priests and to destroy Amon and his stupid religion. How we do that is your decision.
You have my word that the first years of famine and drought will be the beginning of the defeat of the priests and the wealthy.
I have witnessed the tyranny of the priests of Amon's temple since I was a child. I hate them more and more every day. I will not give up until I dispose Amon, Ankh-Mahu, and other priests.
I agree with you. To reach that goal, then I suggest you destroy the pillars of Amon's survival, and then Amon. There are two pillars, the public support for Amon, and the huge wealth of the temples. While these two pillars exist, so do Amon and the temple priests. I think that the time is near when the temple's gods will be eradicated.
Uprooting Ankh-Mahu will not be easy. He has great influence. I don't even trust my own mother, Lady T. I am worried she will strike the first blow against me.
This is a war, Your Highness. Espionage is to be expected.
It is possible they may even resort to assassination.
The priests already made an attempt on the life of the former pharaoh and his entire family.
Excellency Yuzar Seef, how will you fight the temple agents within the palace?
Firstly, by identifying who they are. Most of them are known. Then, by watching them, and then, if necessary, arresting or eliminating them.
No. I am against the killing of anybody.
Excellency Yuzar Seef does not mean killing. There is no need for killing. You can banish them from the palace.
You said you have identified the temple agents?
Yes, my lady. We will expose them soon. No need to worry.
Inform Minerva, Captain, when Yuzar Seef leaves the palace.
How can I find you?
I am always around the palace.
You can find me easily.
At the first chance you get, finish him.
Don't worry about a thing. Just leave it to me.
Don't forget, we do not know each other at all.
Be sure, Your Eminence.